Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, a lot of people have, they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely f***ing no one. We're the double champs. We do what the f*** we want. Let's go!
Sam Bennett at the parade yesterday. It's time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Sam Bennett is he's it, man. He's the mayor. Whatever you want after that show. I love when guys are throwing down beers. I just love when guys let it rip. And a guy that was up there right in the middle of everything yesterday, Steve Goldstein. Goldie, another ring for you coming up, but man, that thing had to be so fun yesterday as you kind of got the big picture, man, the culture, the chemistry, how much those guys really care about each other.
It was amazing, and I said this last year, Joe, and I told you, like, the parade last year was the funnest thing I'd ever done, all the games and all the broadcasting and all that, and this was right up there, just it was pure joy. And, you know, South Florida, look, any city, right? You don't get that many championships. Like, lately, you know, last 10, 15 years, the Panthers have won twice, the Heat have won twice, so that's good. But it doesn't happen all that often.
Nope.
And just seeing everybody show up, and like you said, those guys are such good dudes, genuinely, and they were having fun. So it was fun to just be kind of on the periphery and being able to watch it up close. It was a great day.
By the way, the big winner yesterday, besides the obviously the fans and the players, the Elbow Room in Bo's Beach House.
I'll tell you this. I make my contribution to Bo's after that parade, let me tell you. I don't even know. All I know is there was all that was left in my pocket, Joe, around 5 yesterday. The parade ended, what, at 2? Was my driver's license. That's it. There was no cash. My credit card was somewhere else. Yeah. No, Bo, it was awesome hanging out with Bo before the parade. You know, he was there for a while yesterday, and that place is awesome. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Great stuff. And by the way, nice job by you. Not a lot of guys. I would have choked on it. While guys were talking about family and everything, you wish Dana happy birthday, that beautiful wife of yours. You, nice move. How you were even thinking about it with all those notes and stuff. Just that was strong. That was very strong on your part there, but I don't know how that kind of came out of nowhere, and everybody had the wives and girlfriends, and you weren't gonna be outdone. So nice.
Well,
job
you know
by
what,
you.
Joe? I've now known you for most of my life, literally, and with all the trials and tribulations you went through, I learned this,
man,
in my mid-20s,
yeah,
with Joe Rose. Anytime you could score even 1 point at home, you take the opportunity and you do it. That'll buy me what? Like maybe a week, and then a week from now she'll be bugging me again.
Yeah, so no. But it was a nice move on that day, and that was just hey, by the way, this other thing that's and I know a lot of it was alcohol, so I don't want to read into it too much. You really believe they get Bennett, Marshawn, and Ekblad could all be back here in the next week under contract with the Panthers?
It's possible. Not easy. Remember, we've gone through this for a couple of years with Bill Zito and this staff. Oh, there's no way you're going to hang on to Verhaeghe and Forsling and Reinhardt. That's not good. So, you know, anything is possible. Like everybody else, there needs to be some sacrifice, you know, on the player's part. I would hope a day like yesterday, you know, cements even more. These guys have been together. You know how it is in pro sports, Joe. You play. You're living with guys for months and months at a time. And it is an unbelievable situation here, living the team. You know, by the way, if you sign here, you're going to have a great player or players either on your line and on your D pair, and you got a chance to win every year. So is it likely? It's hard to think that they could do all of it because, you know, you still need a couple of bucks to re-sign a few other spots. But I don't put it past this team. I certainly don't put it past Bill Zito. What he's done so far is just amazing. So we got 1 week to wait and see. You know, it's not my money, but if it's me and I'm a player and I'm sitting down this morning and I'm saying, look what I got here. I just won twice. I know it's a couple of zeros on the app, on your phone, in your bank account, but you know, I'd stick around. That's just my opinion, but it's not my money. Again, everybody's entitled to go after the money if they want it. Sure,
right. And it's an error, but not everybody gets a chance to get a three-peat at a shot at right. A three-peat where you know no matter what you're going to do a lot of friggin' winning with the guys in that room coming back. By the way, the other story, you know, we knew Matthew Tkachuk was not 100%. He's talking about a potential surgery. He's got to wait a week or two to see if this thing heals or. Like, it's just incredible. And he actually, I mean, he wasn't at his best, and he was limited on minutes on some nights, but he played really well. It's incredible that the guy is, I need a surgery. You guys probably all figured that out, that it could happen.
It is amazing. And remember, a few years ago when he first got here, you know, had that amazing season when he was healthy. So he's also got the ability, Joe, to manage his game. He knows what he can and can't do. He was a different player in the Stanley Cup final than he was when he started the series against Tampa. You know, he wasn't doing much to start against Tampa. I think he only played 12 minutes in game one. So he's got a great hockey mind and the ability to realize where he needs to be, what his physical limitations are at the moment. And that just shows how great the guy is, because he still had a big impact on the team, on his line with Bennett. And we'll see. I was as surprised as anybody to say, hey, sir, I just figured, hey, take the summer off, rest, even right. If it goes well in a training camp. So what? We'll see where it goes in a couple weeks.
Gold, I know you and I have talked about this a lot. We're always talking about how you make up teams, and you and I spent a lot of time through the years talking about it. This thing, and it's nothing against the marketing department for the Panthers, because with these players, they really don't need any kind of creative marketing. The way these guys, after they win this thing, going, knowing, and by the way, half of South Florida knew where they were going to be at the Elbow Room right after in the morning there, probably up all night, but they take it around everywhere from Dade to Broward County, and it just makes them even more friggin' likable. They share stuff. They're taking pictures. They're chugging beers with people. Beautiful.
And it's all genuine. They really want to do it. I mean, Barkov's waking up his whole neighborhood the night they win it to show them all the cups.
That's awesome.
Like, literally, he's ringing doorbells at 4 a.m. Like I've said, you know, I know every team that wins says, hey, we got great chemistry and all that. But these guys, they are special. They treat everybody. I've been telling you this for years, from the guy sitting next to him in the locker room to a security guy when they walk into the building. They treat everybody like they matter. They're first-class people. And, you know, we're seeing it now. When you win like the way they've been winning, they do absolutely love each other. They all get along. There's no, hey, five guys here, five guys there, five guys. It's like 25 guys all together. And it's been amazing, really, to watch. And, again, you know, we've talked about this, Joe. To me, Bill Zito's the best executive in sports. I know OKC won an NBA title last night, and you got the KC Chiefs, you got the Philadelphia Eagles doing what Bill Zito's been able to do of bringing in the people, the character people. And these weren't no-brainers. It's not like the Panthers have the number one pick every year and they get the number one free agent every year.
Right.
Most of the guys that were brought in here, number one, all you're doing is giving up basically picks and prospects. They haven't, like, even had to touch the real roster. And to bring in the type of guys and have the foresight to say, okay, he may not be doing this with this team, but if he's here on our team, in our system, he can be potentially this. And every one of these guys, like, literally hit their potential when they play for the Panthers. I've never seen anything like it.
You know, it's funny. You're talking about vision and how guys fit in. I think Forsling is one of the best stories, and now he's turned into one of the best defensemen in the game. And by the way, a nice little shot last night too. Wanted to thank Carolina for waving them. That was a classic. There were a lot of classics yesterday that you got to hear.
I tell you what, you win twice, just let it all go out. I mean, honestly, I've talked to him. You know, before he was with Carolina, he was in the AHL with the Chicago Blackhawks. Their team is in Rockford, Illinois. It's not a place you want to spend much time. This is a guy that might be the best defensive defenseman in the NHL, has been a big part of shutting down the Oilers' offense for 2 years in the final. And by the way, all the other guys that they match up with, Austin Matthews and Braden Point throughout the playoffs, it's incredible. They get him on waivers. He fits right in. He signs an 8-year contract extension. The guy is just a warrior. I mean, he played, Joe, talk about a guy that plays through everything, the block shots and everything. He's an amazing player and kind of represents what this team is all about. They didn't even have to give up a prospect or a pick to get him.
Yeah.
I mean, waiver wire. Mm. It's incredible.
Hey, and then the one thing, and I was watching NHL Network when I was out in California with my dad, and we're watching see what those guys are saying about the team after everything. The one problem they don't have to worry about, and we don't talk about, that a lot of playoff teams did, and that was bad goalie play. Do they make a change? Are they going to put the guy back in goal? None of that drama the last couple years. How nice has that been?
So there's the guy that ultimately, right, because if you know you have him back there, you know, and they don't, there's not a lot of risk in their game. They do what Paul Maurice wants them to do. You know, they play that system tight. But even in the back of your mind, if you just know, hey, if something does go wrong, we got him back there.
Right.
It's incredible. And I cannot believe, Joe, at 36, 37 years, he's getting better. I mean, the guy's physical conditioning is unbelievable. He's the first guy on the ice. He's the last guy to leave all the time. It really is amazing what Sergei Bobrovsky is doing at this stage in his career. And, you know, for them to all these other series, you know, the other teams always, except for Tampa, everybody else used at least two goalies. Like, they always chase the goalies. Like,
right.
These teams are forced to make goalie change because they're scoring almost 100 goals in the playoffs. And you're 100% right. It's just calm and steady. They know he's just reliable. You know, he's one of those people. He's a reliable guy. And he's playing as well as he ever has, which is incredible to think about. Going into that final year of the contract next year with the Panthers, you're going back 8, 9, 10 years when he was winning Vezina trophies in Columbus. He's as good as he ever was.
Before I let you go, I mean, besides having all your notes in front of you and ad-lib and all that stuff you do so well, so did you come up with all that stuff with all the teams on your own there? Come on, man. I dropped a mic for you, man. Last night I was like, damn, just when I thought I've seen it all. Come on, man. Can you give me one of that? Can you do it one more time just off the top of your head?
Well, first off, I'd love to give someone else credit, but honestly, and Sergei Bobrovsky actually, after the ceremony, Joe, came over and he said, that was really cool. How'd you think about that? And Bob is a big, you know, spiritual guy.
Yes, he
like
is.
Like a lot of times.
Yep.
I see him, he's doing like yoga and all that, and I do some yoga. I actually thought about it the day before when I was taking a yoga class, I swear to God, Saturday morning. And I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be classless. And like I could have gone up there, Connor McDavid, who, you know,
right.
And I really didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
You like that. Who
yeah.
I am.
Right.
So I'm like, how can I kind of slide it in, you know? So we're out here on a beautiful day in South Florida. I don't see any lightning in the sky.
No.
I don't see any hurricanes on the beach. There sure aren't any maple leaves floating around.
No.
And I'm looking over at our beautiful Atlantic Ocean to my right, and there sure as heck isn't any oil in the ocean today, is there?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Very good. Man, that was good. Go, that was great stuff, man. And then next thing I know, I'm getting pictures of you over at Bow Campers with the big guy. That's a great way, man, to go. Hey, Gold, thanks, man. What a great run, and thank you so much for coming on so much to talk about this run that they just went on. Just incredible. They've won 11 of 12 rounds now in the playoffs. Just unbelievable. Now go for the three-peat, and we'll see what happens in free agency. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe. 11 weeks till training camp. We'll see you
soon.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Steve Goldstein with us. Talk a little bit about the Panthers. And, yeah, he'll be getting ready for preseason football with the Dolphins on top of everything else. All right, we got a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of stuff to get caught up on this morning. And I got to tell you, first of all, for me, we got to get right into Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yep, ED, low T, if you're going through it. I went through it. I had everything. Not proud of it. It just, and by the way, you feel a lot better because it is embarrassing. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I was embarrassed. You don't know anybody. I'm getting ready to tell them that my energy level sucks and I'm tired all the friggin' time and I have absolutely no sex drive at all. None. Zero. And you meet with Atlantic Men's Clinic and they explain to you, hey, everybody's going to go through this at some point. Some guys as early as their late 30s are going through it. And I was like, oh, man, I got lucky then. But, hey, bottom line is at some point when you do get it and your energy level all of a sudden and you're blaming it on stress and you're blaming on your hours at your work or something that's going on with your family, I get it. But no. Low T is a different animal, man. And usually with low T is ED. And that means not only you have no energy and you're not working out, which means you're usually gaining weight and you're just miserable and not happy with anything. Weekends are a waste because you just feel like you're tired all the time. Then you get home and there's no sex drive whatsoever. That little lady of yours wants to know what's going on and you're trying to explain it. Boy, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it. If you're going to, you don't have to tell me about it. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, set up that first appointment, get the T, the PSA test done, meet with that professional staff. They'll put you on a plan that I promise you will have great results within a couple of weeks. Unbelievable. You'll start to notice a difference, a big difference. Energy level, getting more out of life, all those things you used to do, you might start doing again, including getting that sex drive back and enjoying that as well. Hey, if it's still important to you, Atlantic Men's Clinic is the place to go. You really are going to get great results, but you got to set up that first appointment. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It's professional. Great job they do of putting together programs for you. They do it the safe way where you'll get great results at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Couple of things here to get you caught up on before we continue on. Let's get you some weather first. It is brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 84 degrees at this current moment. We're not seeing any rain in the forecast here. Looks like until Thursday, Joe, Subway. I might have the all clear here. I've known to be a little bit off on those on occasion.
Though, well, I always tell you, if there's a cloud out there, be careful. I think our weather people have learned never say 100%.
No, never 100.
Never a chance of 100%. No chance of rain.
There is a 100% chance. We're giving away tickets to the Marlins' third annual Red, White, and Brew Party when they host the Brewers on July 4th. That's good.
Now you're talking.
Now, sounds like there'll be some beer involved in that thing. That sounds very good here.
That's
so the
a
Brewers
good
are coming to town July 4th. By the way, what a great holiday weekend to do some baseball, right?
Baseball, 4th July.
Baseball, America kind of go together
no
nicely,
question.
Right?
So they've got the Twins coming in town and then the Brewers, as you said, on that weekend, Milwaukee comes to town. So good stuff. Get those tickets. That's good. Good stuff, Wood. Like that. Marlins, by the way, take 2 of 3. From the Braves and heading out to San Francisco today.
What's the scouting report on the Giants? Catch up with
them
while
you're
out
there.
They've
had very good Devers. They got the trade, so they're all jacked up. Got a big bat in the lineup. Really good pitching staff, but struggle hitting a little bit there. Struggle with the bats a little bit overall.
Well, the Marlins are coming to town, so.
Well, that thing could go either way. Could go either way. Hey, haven't talked a lot about it, but I did stay up because I couldn't sleep last night. My clock's a little messed up from California. But anyway, Oklahoma City wins an NBA championship. And the reason I bring it up is, now, they had a great year. I think they had the best record in basketball in the regular season, right, Woody? A little better in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. So, no surprise. And I think the big take was, well, they had a great record, but watch now and the Steph and LeBrons and all the rest of them in Denver and all those guys. Let's see how they do. Well, he goes out, SGA ends up winning the MVP in the regular season and then wins the finals MVP. He very likable guy, by the way, very likable, quiet, all business, about winning. And that young team, because they've got some young guys on that team, it's good. Game seven at home, win. Talking about general managers, Gold was just talking about this. Sam Presti, what a job that he's done, Oklahoma City. They're not getting any top free agents to go there. That's not going to happen. They leave there, they're not going there. Oklahoma City's not a place they're going, hey, that's where I want to be. They did it through a trade to get SGA from the Clippers and the draft. Is basically how they built that team to where they are right now with a championship, NBA championship, which I don't know how many people thought, even though they had the best record in the regular season, that they're going to be able to do it. The other story, and he couldn't win. Tyrese Halliburton last night, excuse me. He plays, had a calf injury. Got off to a great start last night. Played what? Not a lot. What do you say? About 20 minutes in game six. They just hammered Oklahoma City at home to force a game seven. Comes out and hits three bombs last night. Had 9 points real quickly. Goes to go to the basket and blows out his Achilles. And now he said he was going to go as long as he could in his heart, you know, and everything. But here's the problem. So he gives it, and I get it. You're going to play. You want to be part of it. You know your team needs you. You know you're one of the best players. But now they've lost arguably their best player or second best player out for all of next year with this Achilles. Basically no chance to come back and play for a year with this Achilles injury now. And the guy wasn't going to sit out. But yet, if he didn't play in that game, Woody, can you imagine? He'd be getting ripped by their own fan base. Those guys, talking heads on TV, would have killed him for not trying to play and leaving your team like that when they needed you. So he gives it the old try last night in the first quarter after hitting 3 3-point shots. Ends up, now he's out for a year. Which, by the way, the Achilles seems to be a little bit of a problem right now in the league. They've had a few of them, but boy, what a tough loss for the Pacers now. Now they just got to wait because he's a young guy. I think he's only like 25 years old, but that's a rough one. And Oklahoma City, hey, and the other news, of course, Kevin Durant goes to the Rockets. Talking about the offers that were out there, and hey, nothing against Kevin Durant. But the Phoenix Suns, they got to do what's best for them. And Rockets were one of the places he did want to go, right? Weren't they on that list, Woody, if I'm not mistaken? It was the Rockets, the Heat, and somebody else that were the teams he was interested in. So he gets to go there, and they give up a little bit. I don't know what you think of Jalen Green. Averages 21 points a game. I think he's like 23 years old. Dylan Brooks, who everybody, if he's not on your team, you want to fight him. Dylan Brooks, 14 points a game. And the number 10 pick overall in the draft. So Kevin Durant will play for the Rockets, who still have a very talented team. And see if they can't win a championship or make a run at a championship this season out west. So once again, the Heat with what they offered or didn't offer. No Bam. Apparently there's no Bam, no Tyler, and no Khalil Ware. They're going to build this thing around those three. Tyler's just kind of been added to that list after the way he played last year and the improvements he made, averaging, 23 points a game or so. But I can tell you this, if you think you're going to get somewhat of a top-notch player and you're giving up Wiggins and Rozier and a 20th pick, that's not going to do it. It's just not going to do it.
No, this is going to be a run-it-back deal, it's looking like. Right?
It's not a run-it-back. I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, I don't know who else they're going to get, man. I know DeMar DeRozan, I guess, was next up. if you want to trade for him, but
he still can play. He'd still be an upgrade.
I understand.
Give you some scoring.
Yeah, but you're going to have to give up a lot. Look what the asking price for these guys is, man. I don't know that Houston got the better end of that trade, to be quite honest with you. You know, and time will tell, but.
Well, it really comes down to how long Kevin Durant can keep playing at this level.
At what level, though? 37. I mean,
what level? We average. We went through this before.
I don't think
he's very good for some reason. Why don't you think Kevin Durant's
good?
Because they didn't win?
He's Carmelo, essentially. Right? I mean, he scores a lot of points and just doesn't impact winning.
I don't know if I put him in Carmelo. Done that anywhere,
but they're both really good in USA basketball in the Olympics and stuff. So very similar careers.
I think the biggest thing
is he latched on with Golden State. And we don't want a championship.
Yeah. He's going to score wherever he goes.
I'm not saying he's not a talented player. I just don't know that they got the better of that deal, to be quite honest.
They obviously want a veteran guy who can score, and he can do it. He's a big, tall guy, lean, long, can shoot. I don't know how many years he has left. I think that scares Pat Riley. And not to want
Should
to give
scare
up too
Pat
much.
Riley.
He'd have by far been their best scorer this year, by far.
But this whole, like, Khalil Ware thing is off limits. Like, you got to do something to mix this thing up a little bit. Unless, I mean,
I think
the rate they're going right now, Joe, they're running back.
Like Khalil Ware and Bam playing together in that bigger lineup?
That didn't work out so well.
But they need more firepower. That's what they need. I don't know what they're going to do. I do really think they wanted Kevin Durant, no matter what anybody says. They did. But
they're still a playing team, and that's despite the fact that the East has been very watered down now. You lost three guys to Achilles in the playoffs here. Lillard, Tatum, and now Halliburton, all Achilles in the playoffs. I don't know how these Achilles injuries keep happening. It's really amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I understand last night's because of the calf thing, but
see a lot of them, man.
The other
football,
ones are
football
like,
seems
man.
Like we see a lot of them in football now too. Seeing a lot more of them. Guys go to push off, and you know, I know they stretch it. It's not like all of a sudden everybody goes, "Oh shoot, I stretched everything. I forgot to stretch out my Achilles." Starts it. By the way, how many times have we seen a guy's having a little calf pull, and next thing you know, blows out his Achilles?
Well, speaking of Kevin Durant, that's exactly what happened to him in the finals. But man. This guy, Halliburton, was in a rough spot last night.
Yeah, game seven.
They would have killed his ass if he didn't play.
Because
the problem is you got guys like Skip Bayless who went on Twitter and said that he was faking the injury, right?
So let me ask you, that big fraud, does he come out and does he come out today and say, hey?
No, I'm guessing he won't. I mean, I don't know what his platform is outside of Twitter. I don't know if he has a podcast or what he does. I don't follow his work.
Speaking of that. And it's not a shot.
All the NBA coverage has been really rough, man.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because there has been a lot more people are just saying. I know football's right around the corner. Stephen A. is a basketball guy, number one, and I know he does all sports and he debates all sports, all topics. Please leave him off the NFL. No, I'm serious. They got really good – ESPN's got really good NFL people.
They do, actually.
They don't
NFL
need
people, yes.
Stephen A. to join. Like, at some point, and I know they're paying him $20 million a year now. I mean, he's making big, big bucks. He's obviously, you know, they've done the research on his value and what he brings to the table, and people like him or they don't like him and watch him. It could work both ways. But, man, this thing of watching his show like I have during the day, because my father watches a lot of TV, and then seeing him on at night, and I just feel like everybody's got to go to him first. They got NBA people there. NBA guys that have run teams, championship teams, and guys that have played, but everything's got to go through Stephen A. first. And I get it. They're paying him a lot of money, and people, what's Stephen A. say? Tomorrow, but man, it's just it's just too much.
Their coverage is pathetic for a network that spends the amount of money that they spend to have him and Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins wasn't even a good player. And to have the two of them going, yelling back and forth.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to do. If we were doing that, there would be a lot of us wouldn't have jobs.
But to have the two of those idiots,
but if you
want to
stick with
forth,
what they say, or you don't like what they say,
just a lot of yelling, man. There's a lot of yelling on that show. They don't seem to like each other. There's no chemistry.
I think they like each other.
I think, by the way, the game broadcast is horrific. And Mike Breen does a nice job, but Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson, we got to do better, man. We just have to make these games better.
Well,
I
have a
very tough to listen to the two of those.
ESPN
go back and forth.
Look at the TNT team and just bring everybody over.
Yeah, I
TNT's
agree with you.
Out of basketball. They're done. It's a good chance to bring a lot of those guys.
It's just that not only do they not add anything, but they make it worse. But listening to the commentary from those two just makes the game worse. You know, and these games have not been great, man. Like,
now, see,
you know,
you've been real critical.
Games.
You're critical of all the play-by-play and all those guys.
I mean, between those two breaking down the game during the game, and then you got to listen to these two guys screaming at each other pregame and halftime, it's a very unpleasant experience. And it's sad that TNT lost the rights because they did a much better job. Maybe NBC will do a good job.
I'm just saying that.
But this is pathetic.
Stephen A's got a show during the day. They take the best, hottest topics, and they go at it with Stephen A, and he brings in different guys, usually somebody that's involved in that sport with that topic to do the debating with and go back and forth. And listen, he's really good at that. No question about it. He is, but... Then they got to put – now I hear him about a month ago saying he wants to be involved with NFL more. And I'm like, oh, Stephen A., stay away. Stay away. You got plenty of good shows.
Well, you see, they brought his daughter on for game six. They brought her on TV.
I didn't get to see her.
She picked the opposite of what he was picking, and he snarled at her. And, you know, they have the shtick together with them too, and it's like, geez, man.
Yeah. Makes you want to go to the elbow room and throw down six beers real quickly. That's what I want you to do. Hey, we got to go to break here, man.
Can we fix that broadcast, though, that in-game? Because the pregame you can miss, but the color commentary is just
Which
brutal.
One bothers you the most?
They're both terrible.
What do you mean they're terrible?
They might be the two worst color analysts that we have going. I mean, at a national level. I mean, I'm sorry, man. It's just tough to listen to. There's got to be something better out there. And by the way, Mike Breen was getting dragged for his calls on stuff over the weekend. Well, they had an article about him over the weekend.
Not showing enough energy in some of the calls. Yeah, I saw that.
I don't blame him.
Poor Mike's getting thrown in with everybody else now. Like, look at this, what they're doing. Now they're going after the big fella.
Part of that Mickey Mouse broadcast, and, you know, what do you expect?
All right, Woody, you got that in there. We got to go to break here.
We
got to
fix these things, man. Yeah. Got to get out our toolbox and fix some stuff.
You're hard, man.
There's got to be someone better out there. Jeez.
I saw everybody just starting to get after Stephen A., and I was just like, look, it's just an overdose. Now I see he's like, somebody said he was serious. Somebody told me, and I don't want to say any names, that he's like telling people he's half serious about just running for president.
Good. At least it'll get him away from sports. What party is he, by the way? I don't even know where he lies politically.
I have no idea. He's doing everything right now.
Imagine him in a political
He's doing
debate.
Everything but selling popcorn at that game last night.
He has to
shut
his mic off. He just keeps screaming.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about hurricane season, man. I want you to make sure you protect that home of yours. That's the one thing you can do during hurricane season. Because you never know when the big one. We've been lucky the last couple of years, but you never know. Could hit South Florida. Hey, protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They do it all. Yep, I said Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Old or leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Does that help? Because if you're trying to wait one more year and see if Lady Luck can give you one more year without the big one hitting South Florida of any kind, whether it's a Category 2 or 3 or 4 and hopefully never a 5, Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida, their professionals will answer the phone and answer all your questions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, for me, man, everybody know me as a speed guy, but I feel like film preparation is important. Knowing exactly who you're going against and, you know, the type of defensive coordinator you're going against. So, you know, every D coordinator is different. You know, whenever we play against the Bills, those guys, you know, typically play cover four because they're a bunch of bitches. But besides that, yeah, like they don't play man to man, you know. So
they won't.
They won't. But teams typically play us cover four, cover two. You know, we rarely see man to man. So if you know that, then you typically know exactly what you're gonna get in that game.
All right, Tyreek Hill. I just cramped up. God bless it. You gotta be careful when you drink too much coffee, and you don't like. Drink at least that much. It should be 2-1 or 3-1 water. But
Like Tyrese Halliburton this morning.
Hitting that. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you were questionable to go.
Woo, man, had to stand
went
up
for
here.
It.
What
is Tyreek doing, by the way, taking swipes at the Bills?
I just,
of all the teams out there, man.
So I have look at. I think we realized that he just needs attention. Till he starts catching footballs, he needs off-season attention. He does. You agree? Woody, you with me?
100%.
Yeah. You see what Tyreek said about the Bills? He said.
Basically a who's who of sports at that Fanatics thing.
Yeah.
And he made headlines for calling the Bills secondary.
So
you heard that.
Yeah. So the interesting one to me with Tyreek Hill. Hey, man, I want that 10 100 meter guy back out there playing for the Dolphins. I do. If they're going to have any chance, I think he's got to be a big part of it. We can talk about running game and defense and the line of scrimmage. I agree with all those things. I'm not disagreeing. I think they have a little better team than some of you Debbie Downers that think this team's really going to struggle. But I do know he's got to be a big part of it. I know we need the big plays down the field to that guy that was at minicamp one day, and the next day's out in L.A. running a track meet against a bunch of college guys and runs a 10-100 meter and wins a race. I mean, that was impressive. Matter of fact, that's the most impressive thing he's done all year. That was it. But the other thing that Tyreek said that is obviously give you something to talk about and Dolphin fans. And by the way, some of you Dolphin fans are taking the hook. That Tyreek's not giving up on Jalen Ramsey. He's going to talk to him, and he's going to try to get Mike McDaniel. I'm guessing Chris Greer's got to be in on this too, since Chris is the one that said that Jalen Ramsey wants to be here, but we don't want him. So he's going to get them together, and all of a sudden they're going to work it out. Have you ever had that? We've all had that, right? Hey, I love both of you. Enough. No more. You probably had to do it with your kids at some point. Something. Hey, enough of you guys not getting along. You guys say you're sorry and let's move on. And I have this vision of Tyreek calling Mike. Hey, Mike, you at camp? I'm bringing Jalen over. We let's see if we can't talk. Meanwhile, he's been working on this culture thing all off season and getting it together. And it's obvious. It's obvious that Jalen Ramsey wasn't buying into the whole whatever.
I like this, though. I like this.
You do?
Yeah, look, man, you need the guy, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that.
We need Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah,
we need him.
You're not going to get much back in return.
No.
So if there's any way to salvage the thing, now, I don't know how bad it is.
So let me, yeah, well, I don't.
That's the problem.
What do you think, though? From what you've seen, how bad does it look?
Chris said what you just said. Chris said that it was, you know, they don't want him around. Not him, it's us, you know, I don't know. But if you could keep
the
guy,
it's not you, it's me.
If you could find a way to,
it's not
you, work
it's
out.
Me.
I don't know. I'm big on working it out, as you know, going back to the Jimmy Butler thing. But I like to try to figure it out with these guys.
So now people are going to write articles because it's that time of the year. Like,
it's a boring
time. Can Tyreek Hill be the guy to bring Jalen Ramsey and Mike McDaniel back together? And
you got to admit, it'd be a cool story.
Well, how bad's that look? How bad's that look? That they needed,
very embarrassing, yes.
They needed Tyreek Hill, of all friggin' people, to bring something back together.
Yes, it would be a very strange.
A guy that tears things apart.
It'd be a very strange turn.
By the way, can
that's
you imagine,
where we're at, bro.
Can you imagine Chris Greer in this offseason? They've already started their vacation, and Chris and Mike, and they're on vacation. They get a call from Tyreek Hill. And first of all, they see his number pop up. They're scared to death. Like, oh, no, what now? And now Tyreek goes, hey, when you guys going to be back? I got Jalen. He's coming to camp. Let's try to work this out, man. He's a dog. We need him. He's one of our better players. What are we doing? Like, he's a leader. He's – calm down now. Calm down on all that stuff.
I mean, they probably know there's just going to be scraps out there for any kind of trade, right? You're talking maybe a late-round pick?
I think
– paid the guy a boatload of money.
I think the reason this thing hasn't gotten done yet is I think they got to throw in a lot of money to get this deal done.
Like, well, that's your fault. You gave me the extension.
Part of this 20, yes. Which, by the way – terrible look.
The whole thing's embarrassing.
But either way,
Tyreek's at the Fanatics Fest talking about how he's going to patch this thing up. The whole thing is embarrassing.
Can you imagine, though, like, if it did happen, like, just to have a little fun with this, that Tyreek gets Jalen. Jalen says, yeah, if he just apologized for something he said to me, and they're going to leave me alone and understand, you know. Because now the offseason stuff's done. Everybody knows Jalen Ramsey doesn't like to do OTAs with the team. He's going to do his own thing.
He
don't worry about me.
I
like to work out on my own. I work out. I'm in better shape than anybody else. I'm not going to change just because we're going through a little culture change over there. And the team asked him, with your guaranteed money, we're hoping you'd be a team guy. And he said, no. So I go, well, maybe we need to go a different direction. You're kind of a pain in the ass. So now, all people, Tyreek gets these guys together. And they're going, you know what, let's just call everybody and tell them we're done. We're just going to keep the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyreek Hill got it done.
He doesn't seem
Chris,
to have a great
Chris
track record as a mediator.
Mike,
No.
He's been to a lot of mediation, but not as the mediator.
He's got experience. So.
Yeah. So,
by the way, nothing would surprise me anymore with the Dolphins.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, come on, man. You got to be done being surprised by crazy stuff that happens over there.
But, no, Tyreek saying, hey, we need him. And we're all going, yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
We do need him. Nobody's arguing. He'd look good if we could put him in there at the corner position. But, man, something – we'll all find out someday now. We'll get to the bottom of it, or at least get a he said, she said on the whole deal, right, of what happened. Most likely come from Jalen. I don't think that's Mike's style to come out and say – what was said, or somebody crossed the line, or somebody said that ain't going to happen, and somebody asked him to spend more time with young guys. It's not my job. I don't know. Just guess. I'm throwing stuff out there before podcasters start writing all this stuff. But I tell you, it was kind of Tyreek talking about, when I get back, I'm going to get them all together. We need them. We need this guy. So anyway, that's where we are. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. Look, I like everybody else, I love the offseason. Workouts together, the work, the culture, the chemistry, team building. Now we got to find out, do they have enough talent? How quickly can the young guys have an impact on this team? Can they take the next step? Win a playoff game? Are they going to have enough late in the year? Can you find a home for Jalen Ramsey? And you got to get Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer extensions, not to mention a few other things that I ran out of time to tell you about, like a healthy Tua Tagovailoa. All right. Right now I want to tell you about Michael Kotze. He doesn't play quarterback, can't throw the out passer, never been able to throw the takeoff. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to mortgages, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, he can take really good care of you. Oh, he's all fired up. I'll tell you what, nobody's enjoying this hockey stuff, having a couple of sons of really good hockey players. This Panther thing was fun for Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Getting your mortgage done for you is also something that's a lot of fun for him because he's so good at what he does. Talking about Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage, the man that has no life, who's always working. It's about great service and all the great programs he has put together to help you. First-time home buyers, don't worry about it. We're going to get you pre-approved, get you in the game, and have a chance to get that home you really want quickly, get it all done. Self-employed, been declined by the banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze's got a program for you, too, and go on and on. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Michael Kotze's about great service, including on the weekends. You can get a hold of him, go through everything. He can let you know about getting you approved, how long it'll take, about half the time of the big banks. This guy's working reverse mortgages, one of his many specialty, 62 or older, you and your spouse, you qualify. He can get it done. All that equity in your home you could really use right now, Michael Kotze's ready to go. Again, work 7 days a week for you. You can call or text him right now, 561-441-2730. Been covering South Florida for more than 35 years. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.